Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
New Testament reading, I will read selected readings from Romans 4. In verse 13, it says, "For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or his descendants through the law, but through righteousness of faith." And in verse 16, "For this reason it depends on faith in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, for he is the father of us all." Let us pray. Holy One, we come to you this day and ask your Spirit to be upon us, upon our words, upon our music, that you will be glorified in this room and beyond. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Have you ever heard of the term self-made man? It's a man who is self-made all on his own. One of those rags-to-riches kind of stories. I know you've heard them before. But today I want to talk about a man who became wealthy, influential, and became a legacy to an entire nation and the world. A real leader. He was not a self-made man. He was a God-made man. And it's good that the lectionary comes to this scripture this week before Father's Day coming up, as we look to celebrating the fathers in our midst and in our world. The reason we can describe him as a God-made man is because God spoke to him, saying something very significant. His name was Abraham, the father of our faith. He was a God-made man, and in Genesis 12:2, he was living in a land that his father had settled, and he was doing pretty well. He was comfortable. He had plenty. And then God spoke to him. "Abram," he said, "go from your country, your people, and your father's family. Go to the land I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation. And I will bless you, and I will make your name great. You will be a blessing to others." So you see, when God spoke to him, it was as if he said, "I want to take you, and I want to make you." Did you catch that? That's why Abram can be called a God-made man, because Abraham trusted God to take him somewhere. He didn't know where he was going, and to make him great. He didn't know how he would get there or travel there with his family and all the things that he could bring at that time, but he trusted God to make him able to do what God had called him to do. And now God said this, "I'm going to make you great. I'm going to make you wealthy and be a blessing. And I will make you where you can bless other people." He said, "I'm going to make you a great nation, and all the people on earth will be blessed because of you." So many people ask in Bible study and throughout the years I've heard, why did God choose Abram and the people of Israel as his special people? Does God have favorites? Well, I think that verse explains it. Through Abraham, all people on earth will be blessed because of you. In a day where of labels that we have in the world today that we see everywhere can be so divisive, I'd rather wear a God-made label any day, wouldn't you? God-made labels are seen in different ways, not necessarily something you wear or some kind of special robe, but we see those labels in obedience, in humility, in patience, in kindness, in joy, and agape love. And God says, when you do that, when you wear those that kind of label, I will make you great. Because of that, God made man named Abraham. He caused you and I to be able to be here today as believers in Jesus Christ. Because he told Abraham, I'm going to make your seed great. And what God did was to bring Jesus Christ to this earth, and it was through that seed lineage of Abraham that Jesus came many generations later. So listen to this. You and I are the seed of Abraham. Because we are born of Jesus Christ, it is a spiritual seed that sets believers in Christ apart. That's what we are. For God to say the same thing to you and me that he said to Abraham, because you are born of Abraham's seed. I am going to make all the people on earth have this advantage in life. This greatness through this seed of blessing in life is because of my son, Jesus Christ. So today, I want to say to you, as if God is saying to you, I want to take you and I want to make you a blessing here on earth. I want you to wear that label, a God-made man or a God-made woman. That is the only label that we are to wear. It's not seen in any kind of symbols of any kind, but it is what you wear in a spiritual sense. It's seen in our actions. Do we treat others with kindness and agape love given by God to us through Christ? You see, God is saying the same thing to us as he said to Abraham. I want you to rule over, not under. I want you to be the head, not the tail. And God told Abraham, I will vindicate you. Those who curse you, I'll curse. Those who bless you, I'll bless. And Abraham was surrounded by many on his journey, kings and governments and politics on the journey that would indeed curse him, but God cleared that path. In today's language, God says, don't worry, Abraham, I'll justify you and I'll vindicate you. And that's exactly what God wants to do for us today. But you've got to allow him to take you and make you in your life. God's pattern is to do that. Even in the New Testament, Jesus called his disciples and he said, follow me and I will what? Make you fishers of men. That means I will help you. I will enable you to go out and preach and teach and heal and bring people to knowing him. You will become everything God has called you to be. Hear this now. Abraham was not called by God because he had complete faith, or that he had done anything remarkable, or that he was special or a perfect man. There was no reason to call on Abraham except one thing. Now, the rabbis said it was because he was the first monotheist. Here's a little history. Maybe you don't know that Abraham's father, Terah, was a maker of idols. In Joshua 24:2, you can read that. Abraham, while still in his father's household, discerned that the idols were false gods and that there was only one true God. So one night he went into his father's workshop and he smashed and burned all his father's idols. Therefore, the rabbis concluded he is worthy of God's choosing. Abraham was called by God, not because of perfect faith, but because he was willing. He was willing to come against his father and smash idols to worship the one true God. Read the story in Genesis and God will show you some amazing things. And so it says that as Abraham was journeying along, God strengthened him in his faith. You see, he was a God-made man in the making. God strengthened him along the way. God strengthened his faith, and Abraham then turned and praised God where he was. When you read his story, you will see he wasn't a perfect man. Abraham made lots of mistakes. He even lied about who his wife was to a king. But you see, God never abandoned him. When Abraham stepped out in front of God and went the wrong way, God just eased him back in, get in line, strengthening and pruning his faith and resolve. God's pattern, you see, is that he does that with us. God is a mentor for us on the journey. Many people want a mentor and think, well, if I can just get with this person, my life is going to be so much better. I know I've done that. If I could just be like that person, my life is just going to go so much better. We read success books and we get around people that we like. Nothing wrong with that. It inspires us and it's all good. But your God is your greatest mentor in Jesus Christ, who showed us how to live life. He is the one who will take you and make you. He wants to make you a great man and a great woman, a great grandparent, a parent, a great church, a great community, a great nation. I'd rather be in relationship with God-made men and women than those who are self-made and take control on their own. A God-made man and woman is humble, faithful, and wise in God's eyes. So listen to me here. We wear the label. You and I are men and women in the making. But we have to understand this. God isn't going to disqualify us if we make a mistake. God doesn't do that. God didn't disqualify Abraham. He's not going to disqualify us either, if we go down a wrong road. We just have to dig our heels in and stay the course as God is strengthening our faith. God is the strengthener. You know that saying that says, I'm not all I want to be, but thank God I'm not like I used to be? If you can say that today, that's a good thing. You're on the road to becoming. And it's messy. I know it's messy because you see, we're all under construction. So I'm asking us all to put our hard hats on. My son-in-law, Jason, who lives in the parsonage next door, is a supervisor at an excavation company here in Connecticut. One time I went to visit his construction site with Lindsay and the girls so that they could see what their daddy does. Digging the foundation for great big buildings in Connecticut, it's messy, let me tell you. With these giant diggers, I know you've seen them everywhere, slashing around in the mud from leftover rain. He drove one of those big diggers, the biggest, probably the biggest one I think I've ever seen, on purpose, I think. He got in one and he drove it close to the road where we were parked so the girls could wave at him, and they were so thrilled to see him up there. You see, the job fits him really well because Jason is a God-made man. He not only prepares the land to build great buildings, but he prepares those girls' spiritual foundation to become great women. So important in parenting today. In the same way, God lays down the foundation for us. Messy business, I will admit. Sometimes we slosh around in the mud. In the building, though, we often don't get to see what we want to see. We want to see it all done. We want to see that beautiful building. And sometimes, you know, we get disappointed or we get discouraged. But know this, the building is happening and it gets better and better and better as the building goes up. We are all under construction. Sometimes we don't like it, what we see, or maybe we go off the wrong way, or maybe we say the wrong thing to ourselves. We are in the phases of being completed in Christ Jesus until that day he returns. We are in progress for God's purposes. So God wants to take you and make you today. Will you let him? God will fulfill his promises to you now. Be encouraged in the construction phases of life. It's important, for in Philippians 1:6 it says, be confident of this. What is this? It's the construction phase. The one who began a good work in among you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. Be confident. Be confident in those difficult times that God is working in you. Be confident in the challenges. We don't go through difficult times because God is punishing us or because the devil is on us. Maybe the devil is once in a while, but that's not why. It's because God is pruning us for something better to grow. And I don't know what God is asking you to do or to say in your life, but God says to you, as God said to Abraham, get up and go. I will never forsake you. The question is, will you do it? Will you take a risk and follow God and follow what God is asking of you today? Amen.